ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you, wagon! Wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. And with me, Sonny Hollywood's beating my ass in fantasy football, Pooney.
What's up, everybody? Josh Allen hasn't even played yet. Dude, I'm going to kick your ass this week.
I'm so depressed. I can't seem to win. I've won 2 games out of 9. What the hell? And right down there is the lovely and talented and beautiful and friendly Lee, the goddess of thunder. How you doing, Lee?
I'm not always friendly.
I was going to say, is somebody else joining us?
I do my best, though. Hi, everybody.
You're friendly. Hey, everybody that's watching online. How you guys doing? Okay, so there's lots to talk about. We have some news, and we have a topic of the week. So I just want to go ahead and get to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
To mention John Svensson, he is back on doing the producing for the show, so thank you. If you guys make your comments, John will put them up, and then we'll I don't have control over that anymore. I just couldn't do it anymore. Too many people posting comments. Bam, 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 bam. Anyway, so let's talk about the news. This week, Mitch LaFon, if you guys don't know who Mitch LaFon is, he's OG Three Sides of the Coin, okay? He's original Three Sides of the Coin before Lisa was on there, and then that other dude that's a collector was on there. It was those other two dudes and him. Anyway, and he left the show. To be honest, I don't even know why. And he basically said that this upcoming Ace solo album is the best since 78. Now, here's the thing. I did not do a lot of research into this comment. I don't know if he's heard it and is saying that, or if that's just his way of saying what everybody always says. Like, Kiss puts a record out and they go, best since Destroyer.
Always.
You know what I mean? Sonny, do you think that he means that he's heard it?
I'm assuming he would say that if he's heard it, heard it, because LaFon's been around a while, right? So You would think that he's heard it, hopefully. But I love Mitch. He's got a little Homer in him too, right? So best of 78, dude, just make it as good as Trouble Walking. I'm happy. It doesn't need to be Rip It Out.
No, I get it. Lee, what do you think?
He had to have heard it to make a comment like that. I mean, how could you say something like that, compare it to an iconic album, and you didn't even hear it? So
right.
Why do they always do that?
What are they supposed to say?
It's hype, right? It's hype.
What are you supposed to say? I'm going to release a new album. It sucks. Please listen to it.
No, that's awesome, a good point.
From Ace Frehley. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta compare it to the 78 album.
Yeah, Lee's got a point. You know, they could say, look, here's the truth. All Ace has to do is say, here's a new record, and the specific amount of people are going to buy it. Right?
It's list all the awesome people he's got on the record, and it's how great it's
going to be. I mean, it's the same people that bought the last one and the one before. The getting new people to buy an Ace Frehley record is going to be tough. No, I don't. It's going to be tough for a tire kicker to go. Gotta have that new Frehley album, right?
It's gonna be all the old Kiss fans as usual.
Yeah, no tire kickers buying Ace stuff, no. But like you could easily say, and we've heard musicians say this a little bit is, hey. Got a new album coming out. I've been looking kind of for the classic sound. I think I got it. They could be very happy with a new album. And leave it, right? You don't got to say other stupid stuff. Somebody asked, I think John Clark asked, who's the bigger Homer, Mitch or Joe? Dude, there is no bigger Homer than Joe. Joe is the Homer king. Okay. Hall of Fame Homer.
I've got to go to work.
Yeah. Take Hall of lunch. Fame Homer, John. Nobody's even close to Joe.
I don't know if that's true. Let me tell you this. Whenever we do our second to last show for Podcast Rock City, I'm just going to cut loose. How about that? It's a promise. I'm going to be like, I don't like it when Paul Stanley blubbity bloobs. Anyway, all right. So look, that, and so they have a release date for it now too. Did they say did it? Now it's slipping my mind now when that is.
I don't know if they did. They announce a release date? I don't know if
they did. Let's see.
Maybe I'm thinking of Joey's new record. Joey's new record comes out December the 5th.
Woohoo!
And on a Tuesday? Does he know that's a Tuesday?
I believe so.
Does he know that's a Tuesday?
Does he?
Everybody else releases records on Friday, but he's releasing his on Tuesday. No, you got the date right, because when I looked it up, I said this is a Tuesday. The hell is he doing?
Oh, okay.
I don't see anything for Ace. It just says soon to be released.
Soon to be released. So we know that it was delivered to the record company. And, I guess we just got to wait it out. You guys out there, you know that we're all going to buy this record and we're going to pop it on at least one time. And we'll listen to it beginning to end. And hope that it's at least good. I've listened to Space Invader a bunch of times. It's just like any other record. You win some, you lose some, you like a few songs. You know, the good thing about a guy like Ace Frehley, or even a band like Kiss, or, you know, if they put a record out, their fans are old enough to where we listen to the whole thing. We don't skip around it. You know, new kids today, they buy a track here, buy a track there, and then they never get to hear the whole record. It's missing out on something hardcore. Like even the generation after us that had to buy CDs, let's say, right? They would put it in and listen to the whole thing. Nowadays, it's, I heard this song and I'll listen to the video. You know, somebody will make YouTube videos of all the other ones and maybe they'll get a chance to hear it.
It's
sad
that they don't get that experience.
Yeah.
Album experience.
One of those things that, you know, it's like turning a movie on and going, section one, I'll watch that. Then let's skip over it. I don't want to see that. Section four. And then it's like, put it on and just go through it, you know?
Yes. Just ones and skip them and, you know.
Yeah. So there was a big announcement this week that Kiss made. It was obviously, just like people are saying here, a no-brainer. We're going to talk about it. So let's go ahead and get to the topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City, topic of the week.
All right, so look, you, Sonny, can you see that?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure because I can't see the screen right now. It says on 11/9 they released this. It says our final concert ever on pay per view. Now, does that mean that this is the last pay per view they're ever doing, or does this mean it's their final ever?
Oh my God. Here we go with the semantics.
Good Lord.
Good Lord.
Our final concert ever on pay-per-view. I mean, I'm reading it right, right?
What did it need to say for you not to think that? What did it need to say?
No. I didn't think it at all because I don't know how to read. Other people did. So I don't read right. There needed a comma, right? Right, Lee?
Why?
A comma? No, there's no comma.
Our final concert ever.
No.
On pay-per-view.
No.
Period?
No.
Exclamation
no.
point.
No.
It's fine the way it is. It's just you gotta decipher.
Because you're reading it as it's their final concert ever on pay-per-view. They're saying it as, this is my final concert ever, and it's on pay-per-view. You get what I'm saying? Our final concert is on pay-per-view.
I think
it could be taken the other way that Joe's saying, though.
Yeah. I think that what they're doing is leaving the door open.
Oh, good Lord.
This is only the final concert.
You wasted your money going on 12-2. I could tell you that right now.
I'm just joking.
Sell your ticket.
Here's the commercial, though. Here's the commercial. You wanted the best. You got the best. The hottest band in the world.
Kiss. On December 2nd, live from Madison Square Garden, Kiss will perform in concert for the final time ever. And you can stream it live on PPV.com. Kiss End of Road, December 2nd. Streaming live on PPV.com. Order now.
Okay, so I looked. I think it's like $40.
Yeah.
It's like $40. That's not too bad, especially if you got a couple friends that want to come over and split it with you and watch it, you know. I'll tell you this. Okay, so this is where it gets a little strange, okay? Do you have a lot of KISS fans. Do you think that they're... Of course they want to see it, okay? But how percentage-wise, Sonny, let's say 100 people are going to rent this. I'm just throwing that number just for a nice round number, right? 100 people are going to rent it or want to rent it. What percentage is not going to because they're worried that it's going to be exactly what they saw a month ago?
They don't care about that because... It's going to be. Every KISS homer right now and mini homer is hoping that there's going to be a surprise. Why would they do a pay preview if there's not going to be a surprise? So everybody will get it. So everybody can be disappointed one last time on everything that they think is going to happen.
You don't think that they're going to do anything different?
No,
yeah, we could have not a bet. Just like Adam thing. Said, we could have a bet.
Not one All thing. Right.
Okay. I say that we're going to do this. Sonny Statistic Guy, grab a pen and a piece of paper.
Oh, boy. He doesn't need that. He's got it right up here.
Go ahead. Prepared? Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. I say we get... What's the under-over on songs that have not been in the set list at all?
It's not going to happen.
A half.
A half. So if they do one song...
You win.
I win. I'll take that bet.
Who thinks they're going to come in and do all these deep cuts for the last show?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I'll take that bet. Okay. Just a half. Is that really? That's too easy. Okay. So it has to be something that they have not played, let's say, in the past year. Deal?
Sure.
Is that a deal? Great. Good deal? Okay. So, what are the chances that they play? What are the chances that Paul Stanley utters the words Ace Frehley and Peter Criss?
I would say that's probably a good chance. I think at some point, he may not say Ace Frehley and Peter Criss, but he'll say Ace and Peter. Right. So at some point, he'll say, you know, they couldn't make it today, but just wanted to thank Ace and Peter for helping us start this. That's what he'll say.
I cannot believe Johnny put that comment up. That was crazy. Full on chub mode. That is nice.
Wow.
Okay. Chances Vinny is involved. 0. Bruce, 50%. What do you think? I think it's lower than that. Sonny?
How do you get lower than 0? What are they going to do?
No, lower Vinny than. I'm sorry. Before? For Bruce. For Bruce.
Bruce, 50%.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Why not have Bruce come out, help with Rock and Roll Night? Who cares?
Would be awesome.
Okay. What are
right?
The chances?
And that's when you say Ace and Peter couldn't make it today. We want to thank them for getting this thing started. but one of your favorite guys, Bruce, is here. Bruce, come on out and help us with Rockin' All Night. That's very possible.
Okay. What about a hologram of Eric Carr?
Not happening.
No.
Not happening. Okay, take that bet. I'll take that bet.
What are we betting?
Oh, it's cash. I got cash to bet. So yeah. I'm putting...
He's got $3.
$2. I want my
$2.
I want my $2. What's the point in not announcing an opening act? Isn't it Paul's son opening?
Yes.
I don't know.
That's what I heard.
I mean, I know he's going to be in town. Somebody told me, I can't remember. Oh, somebody told me that his band is playing like the next day in New York as well. So, I mean, if they're closing out the tour with his dad and then staying in New York City, right? Jared Frank, I think, is the one. I think Jared was the one that told me that he's in New York City. I guess his band is there after the tour is completely done. I guess they're staying in New York for a day or two and doing some shows, which makes sense. But it also makes sense that he would be at his dad's last show, right, Sonny?
Yeah, it makes sense. If they're not opening, he would still be there. There's no reason not to be there.
I'm imagining the whole family would be there.
Yeah, I would think so.
You know, all their family members.
Sure.
That would be amazing. Anyway. All right, so let's talk about what are my bets so far. My bets so far are at least one new song in the set. You gave me a half of a chance, half of 1%.
No, right? That's not how over-under works.
Oh, I don't know.
So if there's no new song, you lose. If there is a new song, you win. That's it.
Okay, I'll put $10 on that.
Oh, all right.
I'm making money.
Is gambling legal in Atlanta? Because it's legal in Ohio, so I just want to make sure.
Well, I have news for you. You're taking the bets.
Okay, so now I'm the bookie, and that's illegal.
You're in the internet. This is all for fun. What's my Lori, other bet?
Lori, Boo-Boo's not here. He's still sleeping, I think. Your other bet is... that you think there's going to be a hologram of Eric Carr. Dude, you are fucking smoking.
Hey,
yourself.
Look, Lorianne is here, Sonny. Hi, Lorianne.
That's why I said hi.
I know. God, we love her. Okay, so I'm putting $10 down on that we're going to get a hologram of Eric Carr.
What about this
on the stage?
Will we see this, Joe?
What are the chances Joe will be caught singing along to Say Yeah during the
pandemic? Oh, not only singing along, but crying while he's singing it.
Okay. I'll cry at the end, maybe. But not during the Say Yeah. I don't know. What are the odds?
Because what'll happen is it'll enter your mind that every song they play will be the last time you're ever going to hear that. And you'll start crying at every song.
I feel like crying right now. Okay, so I say the chances of Joe crying before Rock and Roll All Night are 0%. I'm not crying until...
the end.
Rock and Roll All Night. When Rock and Roll All Night, I'll be like, I want to rock and roll all night. Part of every day. Okay, so I'm going to fight it off. $10 says I don't cry, and you'll have a whole bunch of people there to watch. Karen will be there. My buddy Bruce will be there. My buddy Lonnie will be there. They'll be watching, and if I cry, I'll be honest. I'll send you the $10. It's fine. I don't mind. I'm not embarrassed to cry. Damn it.
Bruce, text me when he cries. It'll be second song in. Just text me when he cries.
Every song.
Josh, whose side are you on, Josh? Come on now. Damn. Oh, it's my boys.
Watch, you'll hear. You'll be like, oh, man, that's the last time fire breathing is going to happen. Oh, man, that's the last time Paul's going to fly to us. Oh, man, that's the last time we're going to see the smoking guitar solo from Tommy.
Polo for president. Thank you, guys. All right, listen. Okay, so let's talk about this, though. Here's something else people have been saying. So it is the last time Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons and Eric Singer and Tommy Thayer are going to be in concert. But, you know, what people are saying is that other, you know, they could still switch members and then go on tour. But I mean, at this point right now, and I know that we're joking around about odds and everything. My bets are real, though. My money is real. It's all real. Here's the thing, though. What are the chances that they do a 2.0, Sonny, now that you see how things are going? Let's say, I believe, had they actually finished 2 years ago like it was supposed to, but if COVID, you know, hadn't, if COVID, man, you guys are like not on my side today. What is happening?
I'm crying in the merch line.
I'm not going to be crying.
This is the last hoodie I'll ever buy at a concert.
I got a new one, by the way. It's the Lick It Up. Have you guys seen this?
No.
This is the Lick It Up. I'm going to show you.
Yeah.
Can you see it?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, very nice.
Okay. For those of you that have not noticed, I'm in the new Kiss layer, right, Lee?
It's going to be the new Kiss layer.
Yeah, but you have the Kiss layer. So we've got to call this the Kiss Cave, I guess.
Yeah, that'll work.
That works. Anyway, and I've got another room being done so I could get the rest of that garbage. Other side. Wait, no, there, yeah. I got all that stuff I still got to unpack, and I don't know what I'm going to do. What'd you say, Lee?
Joe will cry on the way to the venue.
Joe will cry on the way to the venue.
I'm so mad. I'm so mad at Chris right now. Did the Falcons win? Somebody let me know what happened.
I doubt it.
Okay, I'm not crying on the way to the venue.
On the plane up, he's crying.
On the way. Let me tell you, I may cry on the plane because Karen got us first class tickets, and I've never done that. Have you guys done that?
Wow. I think I got put there once by
us. Nice. Nice.
Our football team sucks again. It's nice to be in first class. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited. They give me the little hot towel to wipe my face.
I don't know about that. But
you know, you could just bring your own hot towel. You don't have to be in first class.
By the time I get there, it's not going to be hot anymore. I want to experience stretching my legs out and the sides of me not dripping into the next chair where that person has to like take a shoehorn and nudge my fat into my own seat. It's brutal. It's terrible when you see the shoehorn come out and they go like a pizza, like a spatula. Anyway, okay. So I say that if Kiss had finished 2 years ago, there's a better chance at a 2.0 coming out. I think that other people are sitting back and going, even though I know what Sonny's going to say here, they have definitely worn out their welcome. They have gone on, longer than they should have, I believe. I do also give them a little credit because John G. Clark, brutal. You know, COVID did happen and they couldn't tour for that. And I imagine, you know, that's the thing, the allure of money for people, it's hard to turn down, right, Lee?
What?
Like Kiss could have ended already.
Oh, yeah.
But they, you know, so 50 shows, last 50 shows, that's all they've had, right? I'm not like misunderstanding that, right? They set up 50 shows and that's it.
I think so.
Lorianne says they have done this long enough. As much as I hate to say it, I hope this is the final two shows. Go out with a bang, go out with dignity. They look great, especially Tommy, and sound great. Lorianne, did you love my interview with Tommy Thayer? I know while I was standing there, you were jealous.
She was there.
She wasn't there.
Yeah, she was. In Indiana.
Oh, no. I'm talking about the one I did.
It's little.
The day. New one. The new it's one.
Yeah, yeah, she was. She was there, though. Okay, so, Sonny, no chance in a Kiss 2.0. What do you think?
Okay, well, first of all, that depends on what you think 2.0 is, because there's many listeners right now that said we've been on 2.0 there's since a lot 2000. Of options. Right? We've been on 2.0 since the year 2000, right?
Technically. Good point. Good point.
But anyway, I think if you don't try something, now Sinzak said, you know, they try to pitch it to a TV station. I think that's dead. I don't think anybody's going to want that. They can't do a rock star in excess. I don't think anybody cares to that level. But if you don't try something in Vegas, if you don't try to put some sort of Kiss-approved 2.0 show at Vegas, then you are missing an opportunity. Because that show is made for there. Vegas. What was that?
They have the whole golf and museum there, so they could just do it. Like over there. Where is it at? The Rio?
Yeah, but I mean, you could do it in a lot of places because the Rio's not owned by Caesars anymore. It's owned by somebody else, but there's places you could do it. And you could, they could do it at the Rio. Rio's got a theater too. So it's doable.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. But if you don't do something, you're missing an opportunity. Now, if we thought 2.0 was going to involve any of the current members, then we were in denial. That wasn't going to happen anyway. No, but none of the members right now are going to be in 2.0. No. They shouldn't be, technically. Right? So if they all kind of authorize something and go try it, there's no reason not to try it. They, you know, except for they want money up front. Nobody wants to give them money up front, possibly. Like, if you just want to kind of be pigheaded about it, then I guess there is a reason, but. You're missing an opportunity otherwise.
Right. No, I agree. I've said this before on the show. Pink Floyd has an official Pink Floyd like tribute band, or, you know, and they tour the world and they do Pink Floyd the way Pink Floyd would do it. And I don't know if that means that their money is that they're backed by Pink Floyd. But, you know, being an approved, you know, these are our guys. When they come to your town, it's like seeing, you know what I mean? You know, I don't know. And I'm going to say something that might get me some hate. So podcast Rock City One.
That's the number one.
Thank you. At gmail.com. I would say that seeing a Pink Floyd tribute band or even a 2.0 is anybody could be in that. Anybody could. And it won't matter, but to have, because they're not playing a character or playing in, you know, as far as like David Gilmour goes, he's an amazing musician, but you can find a person that could be the David Gilmour of Pink Floyd, but finding a Paul Stanley or a Starchild. Much harder. Agree or disagree, Sonny?
He's the hardest one.
I agree. I would go the route of either young, like teenagers, or go the female route. That's the route I would go. Try not to replicate exactly what you had, because the comparison will always be there if it's four males. But it was four teenagers or four females, then how well they're doing the music and how well they're doing the theatrics is what would be measured. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shit, yeah. I better brush up.
that would be my
take. My hair.
Lee, listen, you get in a Kiss 2.0 all female. I'm going. I might even follow the show for a few weeks.
One thing I can do is a good Gene Simmons imitation.
You breathe fire great. You spit the blood. There's a good question. Would you do a Kiss cruise without Kiss?
Ooh, what?
Okay, so Sonny, and you know, we've said this before. You know, a lot of times we go to these things because of the hang, right? You know, who you get to see, who you get to hang out with.
Yeah, just like the conventions.
Like the convention. So the price would have to be right. If Kiss is not on the Kiss cruise, I'm not paying $4,000 to go. I'll pay two.
Yeah.
You know, I'll pay $2,000 to go because, you know, there's a lot included. There's travel, there's going, you know, to an island. I understand that all, you know, food, all entertainment. I get it, you know, but I'm not paying $5,000. To see to go on a Kiss cruise without the band, and you know, even if they're there not performing and like doing autographs or something like that, still isn't worth $4,000 or $5,000 to me. But I think that there still would be people that would go just so they could see the friends. I mean, look, there's people. A lot of people that have been on all, what is it now, 12 cruises? All 12.
Yeah.
And they have friends. You know, I've been seeing it online. Everybody sees it online. People messaging each other back and forth going, I'm so sad there's not going to be a cruise. Bruce even mentioned it at the Sarasota gig. He's like, you know, he was saying that the event that we were at was great because it didn't look like there wasn't going to be a cruise this year or 2024. I don't know why Kiss won't do a cruise. It's like 5 days a year. You know what I mean? It's like a free vacation. They get to keep their fans happy. They keep, you know, it's, I understand that they're older. I do, but I don't know. Would you say it's a hassle, Sonny, to do this, to do a cruise? They don't plan anything, right? Somebody else does it.
They wouldn't have to even put the makeup on anymore. They could just do acoustic or, you know, just like Gene could have his own solo band and Paul's band, you know, they could do that.
AJ White says, not only the hang, but I would rather go and see Bruce play Deep Cut. So many people commented on how Kiss was not even close to the highlight of the cruise. That's actually something that I did hear.
Yeah, what I would say is it's not the hassle. I don't think the hassle's the problem. I think what would be the problem is, can Paul and Gene take less money? Because that's the only way it's going to be less than $4,000. Is they got to take less money if they're not going to, you know, dress up. If they're not going to put the garb on and go play, right? If they're not going to do that. But if all they're going to do is an acoustic show, Soul Station, Gene Simmons solo band, blah, blah, blah. I think that's all great. But then you can't charge $4,000. Like, that's probably not. Now, would I go? If it was during a time of the year that I could go, yes, I would go. Because it is hard to get. You can't go anywhere in the country, possibly in the world, where 3,000 to 4,000 people go and they're all Kiss fans. You can't go to I can't go to a concert down the street because there's so many tire kickers there. They're not all Kiss fans.
Tire kickers,
right? Because half the t-shirts you see are bought from Walmart, right? So they're tire kickers, really, right? Which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you want, and that's why I love the Monsters of Rock cruise, is 3,000 to 4,000 people that love the music that I love. So it doesn't even matter who technically is on the cruise. The headliner changes all the time, and I don't care. Now, I purposely didn't go when Vince Neil headlined that cruise because I'm not doing it. But that was different.
Way out! Yeah.
I would go on a Kiss cruise if I'd rather, like the last Kiss cruise I went on, the only two Kiss-centric things that I did was saw the show, which was good, and went to the Gene Simmons pick throwing thing because I was in the pick throwing contest. Yeah. That's it. I didn't go with the pajama thing with Paul and all this other shit. Remember, I don't think you were with us. We couldn't go into the pajama thing because we weren't wearing pajamas. I'm like, are you kidding me right now? Dude, it's 9 o'clock.
But I was like, okay, whatever. You don't have any kiss pajamas?
They gave us robes, but I was not going to wear that fucking silk robe all over the place.
I have I would pay money to see that. I have a kiss one. It has a flap in the butt. Does yours have a flap in the butt?
Yeah, and a hood.
Yep. Yeah. On the first Kiss cruise, they gave away a ton of them.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, I stood in line to get them. And I've wore it a few times, and I'm just a little too big for it. So it looks like a onesie ate me. And like my head sticking out, and there's a hood. And there's a flap. Who uses the flap to go poop? I'm just saying, I'm not doing that. Nope. That would just be a mess.
Poop.
You guys, I promise. I'm sorry. I'm a little delirious today. Okay. Before we continue, I want to point out a couple of things. One, we have a Patreon. And every time we finish our show, we go over to Patreon and we record an extra 20 minutes after this show. So, and it's free to try out for a week. So if you guys haven't done that yet, what are you waiting for? Do it for a week. Try it for a week. Check out all the stuff that I have put on there that you guys who are not on Patreon have not seen yet. And there's a lot of stuff on there. Because every time I get involved with something Kiss, I go, well, this is for Patreon, and I slap a few things on there. And, you know, like I said, it's free. Go check it out. Okay, so, okay, this is interesting. Peter Criss right now, like this Friday coming up, he'll be in Atlanta.
Yay!
Doing autograph and meet and greet and stuff like that. Do you think that there is a chance, Lee, we'll start with you, that this is the future for Paul Stanley or Gene Simmons, or not a chance?
Just going to these horror conventions and signing
stuff? Any kind of a rock convention? No, or
they don't need to do it. I don't think so. Paul will keep doing his art. Gene will do his meet and greets. Like, he'll make up more stuff, like the vault. He'll have something else he'll do. I just don't see Paul and Gene doing that. I just don't.
Sonny, you agree?
Agree, because they won't do it in a way that the promoter can afford it.
Right. You can't afford Gene.
Ace and Peter are probably doing it anywhere from 25 to 50 grand, making some money on the side kind of thing. Gene's not going to do that. There's no way. Gene's going to want 250 grand just to step foot in the building, probably, which he can't afford.
Right. So he's got to do his own events.
Yeah. So I will tell you something, and I'll ask both of you this question. See if you think about it.
Oh, shit.
There's a chance that Bruce comes on stage and does Rock and Roll All Night. Okay. I'm knocking Ace out of the list. Ace's woman is basically jacked everything. Ace ain't getting on stage with that. That's done.
Ace's woman what?
Ace's woman every day does something new to jack that up. So whatever. Oh. She needs Facebook. But anyway, is there a chance? What do you think is the better chance? Bruce joining on Rock and Roll All Night, or Peter comes out as Eric is pretending to play the piano and actually does that?
That Peter would come out. No piano. Just come out and put a stool down, let the audience go crazy, and then Peter walks out. I mean,
it just goes from black to a spotlight, and Peter's there.
Just someone brings the stool. I mean, that would be crazy.
People I say the chances are zero.
They're zero, but people would go berserk, and they should do it.
And you don't need to have Peter in makeup, right? He can just have like one of those things on the end of a popsicle stick that's the makeup, right? And he just kind of does
anything. He kind of one of those. Peter walking out. He doesn't and he looks so great right now and everything. It would be wonderful.
Yeah. I think you got a shot at Peter.
It's on a popsicle stick.
If there was bets on DraftKings to make, I don't know. I would bet on the Peter one. It would be high odds, but I would bet on the Peter one.
It would be amazing. Wow. I don't see it happening, but it would be great. I've been wanting that. Just have Peter come out. It's so good.
I think, okay, so obviously this is all dreaming, what we're all doing here. There's a ton of you guys online sitting here and making comments and dreaming along with us. It's good to see you guys. Every Sunday night at 7 p.m., we're here. Peter sits on the piano and immediately says, the keyboard is fake. Oh, that's pretty funny. Oh, before this slips my mind, on Roku, if you guys want to take some time, or you don't even have to do that, just go and type in Billy Crystal interviews Kiss and watch. It's so funny. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm down here unpacking the room and just trying to have fun. And I put on this interview with Billy Crystal. Billy's sitting in between, I think, Paul and Ace and Peter and Gene and Peter that way, right? And Ace says something about playing football or being on a football team, and nobody laughs. And Ace goes, he's just like talking to himself over in the corner. And he goes, I don't know, I've been working out.
Oh, what year was this?
Oh, probably 79, 78. Oh, I highly recommend, just watch it. He's almost like, it's almost like he was offended that nobody was like, you could be a football player, Ace. Yeah, you know, he's out. Like, I've been working out. I really need to find that. I'm not
in between beers, or
it's like,
when was he working out?
That's like,
I don't think so.
Paul, that's like them being interviewed by the lady from Sweden. And Ace has got his drink, and he's like, I want to make a toast to all my fans in Sweden. In the background, you hear Paul go, you'd make a toast to anything. Okay. So listen, we're coming towards the end here, because we everybody knows, you know, we could talk about this till we're blue in the face. Sonny thinks there is a chance, albeit small, Peter gets on stage. Lee thinks pretty much zero, right, Lee?
I want it to happen, but I just don't think so.
I'm with Lee. And Sonny did say that it would be very high odds. So he's not saying that it's like a 1% chance. He's just saying. Anyway, Sonny thinks that I'm going to cry during this show. And I say it won't be until the last song. And number of people that hate me in the chat room say I'm going to cry as I'm putting my last hoodie on, as I'm buying my last thing, as I'm getting on the crew, on the plane to go up there. Yeah. As I'm walking into the arena, as I'm singing Say Yeah, and then maybe even I'll be on the screen. You guys are brutal to me today. Just out of curiosity, of all the people that are here watching, there's a ton of you in the room. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Like I said, every Sunday, 7 p.m., we're here. How many of you are ordering the pay-per-view as opposed to going to the show? You know, it's the last one. I'm definitely going to see it. Let us know in the comment. Just put ordering or whatever.
I'm
curious. Yeah, Leo, get it. Order the remaining members from best to worst chance. All right. Ace, no. Peter, no. Bruce, maybe. Vinny, who? Mark St. John definitely won't be there. Aww. And
don't say it.
I think that's pretty much it. No, I think Eric Carr is going to be there on a hologram.
They'll have them all on big screen, I think.
No, I am specifically saying
they're not
a hologram of Eric Carr won't be on the stage. Either playing the animalized drums solo, or a drum solo in the tank, or maybe even a song with the band playing.
No.
Not going to happen.
You got a better shot of Eric Singer wearing a mask of the Fox than you have hologram. That's not happening.
You know, Chris Sinzak said, I lost my mind. John Patterson says there will certainly be no Vinny. Bruce is a wild card at press time. And Ace and Peter are financially, contractually out of the picture. Albeit, those two may make a cameo on 2/12/23. I don't know what that means.
That was last
12/2. Year. No. 12/2. They must be European. They're putting the day in.
Oh, okay, my bad. I'm sorry. He's yes.
So European.
Yeah. Okay, listen, here's something else I want to point out. For all of you people that are keeping score, December the 1st and December the 2nd, there are still no shows listed for Grand Funk Railroad. Just making sure that I point that out. There is a show on November the 30th and December the 9th, but everything in between
maybe
that...
Maybe Bruce just wants to go to the shows.
That is possible. However, that is the chance. It makes a better chance, you know. AJ White says, hoping to go to New York for the hang because I will always be a massive fan but have refused to give them any money for many years. Oh, well, I mean, it's your money. Damn, I'm all for that. Spend it the way you want it. I'm an idiot. So it's like, there are things I don't spend. I don't buy Falcon tickets anymore. I'm just saying. Okay, so this was fun. It's cool to think about what might happen. We're going to find out soon. What do we got, 20 days? How many days left?
Coming up.
We got
Knoxville coming up.
Yeah, 20 days.
Knoxville is not next Friday, but the Friday after, right?
Yeah. Yep.
I'll be there. Lee will be there. If you see Lee, walk over, shake her hand, be polite, say thank you, and or hi, say thank you for doing the show, and be nice.
Why would I be nice?
She breathes fire. She's always nice. 20 days, 11 minutes. 38, 7,
we got 6, the countdown going.
5 seconds.
The Kiss countdown.
It's on.
Lee, you're not going to one of the two final shows?
No.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
I just never bought a ticket, and I hemmed and hawed because of my personal situation. And then now I look at tickets, and it's just out of control. It's just they're all red on Ticketmaster, and they're just can't do it.
The pay preview would be a better seat anyway.
Yep. I'll have a few friends over.
And you're near the bathroom.
That's right. We'll have fun.
My buddy Doug, who's in the chat here, one time I posted online a video of me seeing Guns N' Roses at the Georgia Dome. I was far away. And he commented underneath, I'm closer and I'm home.
That's what I'll be texting Joe.
That's right.
It'll work. Yeah, but that'll be okay.
Sonny, you're not going, are you?
No. I'll do pay-per-view.
Joey didn't even decide if he was going yet.
He has not decided if he's going.
He lives there.
And somebody did mention that Kiss had 50 shows, but they added 4, I think is what it said.
54, yep.
54 total shows. Okay, so... thank you guys for hanging out with us. Consider joining our Patreon for a week. It's free. Patreon.com. Type it in. Go to Podcast Rock City. You can join for free for one whole week and check out all the stuff that we've done, including what we're about to do. In about 5 minutes, we're going to get online. We're going to do a new show. It'll be about a 20-minute long extra, show where we just bullshit about the band and a lot of other things. And you can watch that. So patreon.com, go check it out. Like I said, it's free. You have nothing to lose. It's free for a week, okay? Sonny, do you have anything to add?
Thanks for listening. And, I'll get the pay preview. There's no reason for me not to.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that said they would too. Lee?
Yep, me too. I'm getting the pay-per-view. And anybody that's going to Knoxville, come say hi. And
absolutely. Are you going to be dressed as Gene?
No.
No, I don't know. That's how people walk up to you and go, you're in the front row.
That doesn't work anymore because all the VIP and all this. I used to get front row with that costume like a lot.
And now it doesn't work.
It doesn't work because the front row is all, you know, VIP thousand, you know. It's different now.
Yeah, that's brutal. You know what I'm going to say? We love Kiss and we love Kiss podcasts, most of them anyway. And you're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we love right after this in 3, 2, 1, peace. What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's first stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park Talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.